Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, November 26th, National Cake Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, Judy Rudolph and Amy Stark with the First United Methodist Church of Commerce and the Community Thanksgiving Dinner. On the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page, after Autumn Johnson's visit, what causes stress for you at Thanksgiving? Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, celery has negative calories. It takes more calories to eat a piece of celery than the celery has in it. Birthdays. Born November 26, 1902, Maurice Mac McDonald, who with his brother Dick started the McDonald's hamburger chain in 1940. Born this day in 1922.
Good grief.
Peanuts creator Charles Schulz.
Oh, I left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day.
80 years old today, Tina Turner. This day in history, November 26, 1941. President Franklin Roosevelt signs a bill officially making the fourth Thursday of November Thanksgiving Day.
This is a very good question. Will you have ladder, bat, or a boat? Both. That's grand.
Previously, Thanksgiving had been designated as the last Thursday in November.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
This day in 1942, Casablanca is released in movie theaters across America. On the KETR events calendar, the Molloy Road Turkey Trot benefits the Commerce Food Pantry, supporting its mission to provide nutritious food to neighbors in need. The 5K route starts on Molloy Road in Campbell at the home of organizer Celeste Prather Young and follows along tree-lined county roads. It's at 9 a.m. Thanksgiving morning. For more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Charles Schulz, whose birthday was November 26th. I have a new philosophy. I'm only going to dread one day at a time. Our guest at the cafe this morning, we have actually two guests, Judy Rudolph and Amy Stark with First United Methodist Church and Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And they are here to talk about the Community Thanksgiving Dinner, which is, Amy, 11 to 2?
11 to 1.
11 to 1 on Thursday at First United Methodist Church on Highway 24 across from A&M Commerce. Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. Judy, this is a favorite event of yours, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. After I volunteered the first year way back in the 1990s, I knew that's the place I wanted to be on Thanksgiving Day. There's just a magical quality about it.
How so?
Well, I don't know. People, we're just all there to share, and we just work with each other and love having the community come. We try to make it as fancy. We do tablecloths, and as I was telling people last Saturday at a different event, they can come out and have Thanksgiving dinner. They don't have to worry about the cooking, and they don't have to worry about cleaning up. They just have to come and enjoy and be with other people, and we just visit, and it's wonderful.
Amy, this is free.
Yes.
For anyone who wants to attend.
Yes, all free. Yes.
Yeah. And how many do you normally expect to attend?
Generally about 200 in the past few years. You're all invited to come and eat at the church. Or if you can't get out, you can call the church office and we will deliver meals to your home if you're homebound or if getting out is too much work.
Uh-huh. Do you have quite a few of those?
20 or 30.
Yeah, well, that's a significant number. So how do you provide enough food? Who provides what? How do you go about getting all this food prepared?
Ah, okay. Well, it's a church donations. It's drop a dollar In the offering plate mm-hmm. throughout the month of November. Mm-hmm. Lots of donations from various people in the church and in the community. And then Brookshire's prepares the turkey for us. We pay for that. And then Brookshire's Deli, and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Sodexo at the university prepares the dressing for us at a discount. Mm-hmm. And they give us free rolls. And then the Mount Moriah ladies prepare the delicious sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
And then we just do canned green beans and canned cranberry sauce.
Uh-huh. And then you have a lot of people, Judy, provide the church members bring in food that they prepare.
Yes. Pies and cakes and desserts. And we also, for the people who we deliver to, they get a soup. That started out when Meals on Wheels was doing the home deliveries, and we wanted to supplement what people would have over that weekend, since Meals on Wheels would not deliver over the holiday weekend. So delicious soups and lots of pies to eat.
We're talking with Judy Rudolph and Amy Stark with First United Methodist Church, and the church hosts the community Thanksgiving dinner from 11 to 1 Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, at First United Methodist Church. Amy, you're still in need for people to bring in some pies and what have you?
Yeah, we could always use more pies. And if anyone is interested in serving and volunteering and then hanging around and eating, they're welcome to do that.
Yeah, and I guess you'd probably need some cleanup help afterward.
That is very true. Come and eat and then stick around to help clean up. That would be fabulous as well.
Yeah, so you wouldn't turn anybody away from that. Judy, do you have some favorite memories of this? Church has done this for 20-something years, is that right?
It started with Dennis Wilkerson before I was a member. So it started, I think, in the early 1990s.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some favorite memories of the Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, yes, I do. A few years ago, there was a young college football player who was from California, and he could not go home for both vacations, and so he came to the church for Thanksgiving lunch. Anna Blum was a hostess, and she started talking with him, and she came up to us afterwards and she said, "See that kid over there? Be sure that you send him home with a to-go box, because he is here over the holiday break and he will not have access to this kind of food." So we did, and come to find out that Anna and her husband Fred kept up with this young guy. She remembers his name, I don't, but he graduated the following year, and they remained good friends with him. And then we had a lady who came to volunteer with her daughter, who was handicapped, but boy, they volunteered. She helped her, and they went around and did everything that morning. And the mother was wanting her daughter to have that experience.
So, Amy, if someone still wants to donate food, or if they wanted to contact the church about having food delivered for any reason, what should they do?
They should call the church office either today, actually, today, Tuesday. The number is 903-886-3220. Or if we're not there, leave a message and we'll get the message.
Okay, great. Amy Stark and Judy Rudolph with First United Methodist Church Community Thanksgiving Dinner, 11 to 1 on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Amy Stark and Judy Rudolph. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.